Mad Dogs and Englishmen. When it comes to crazy, there's no one quite like the Brits. Are there any unusual contests or competitions in your country? The English are famous for their wacky pastimes. This is the first of a two-part series. Top of the list of bizarre British pastimes has to be cheese rolling. Every May, Cooper's Hill in Gloucester is host to a race of man against the double Gloucester cheese. The cheese is rolled from the top of the hill, and a group of competitors chase it down the hill and try to overtake it before it reaches the bottom. This may sound easy, but it isn't especially, as the cheese can reach speeds of up to 120 kilometers per hour. It's also highly dangerous, and every year there are several injuries. In fact, 2005's main race had to be delayed because there were no ambulances, as they were already being used to take competitors from previous races to hospital. Next on the list is the World Toe Wrestling Championships. This takes place in Derbyshire every year. As part of the toe fight, two competitors sit opposite one another on a platform called the toedium. They both lock big toes and then try to push each other's feet to the ground. For the last few years, the competition has been dominated by Alan Nasty Nash and Paul the Toeminator Beach, who have won the title 10 times between them. It is a sport the British are actually good at, which is just as well, given that it was invented by a group of walkers in Staffordshire who wanted to find a game that Britain could be successful at. Unfortunately, numerous efforts to get the sport Olympic status have been unsuccessful. However, toe wrestling has more chance of Olympic recognition than the sport of gurning. The aim of gurning is to pull the most grotesque face possible. It's been practiced in England since 1297, and the World Gurning Championship takes place annually in Egremont, Cumbria. The undoubted star of the sport was Peter Jackman, who won the championship four times, and whose speciality was a face called the Bela Lugosi. Jackman even had all of his teeth removed in 2000 to make his facial features easier to manoeuvre, but tragically died in Spain 3 years later while playing golf. His epitaph was "Gurn, but not forgotten." More next month.